Hey guys, so this is Park here from the Humble Coach Podcast. It's another episode, I think we're on 9 at the moment. So first of all, thanks guys for all of the support. I'm joined today by one of my co-workers, brilliant coach, and his name is Brian Howley. So Brian, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, thanks for having me.
It's all good. So Brian, we're gonna kind of dig into a little bit of your background. We'll have a bit of a chat about a few different elements of your coaching orientation and some of the projects that we're kind of working on at the moment. But could you give us a little bit of background on yourself and how you kind of got into coaching and what the timeline looks like or what you've been up to?
Yeah, my background is probably a funny one, man, in the sense that a lot of people going to coaching and have generally come out of some type of sporting orientation or something, or they come from a general athletic background, whereas I'd be very different in that sense. I was never very sporty at all. I played the odd bit of GAA and stuff like that, you know, but never to any degree of success, you know, in sorts. So my background really, man, I went to college, I finished my leaving cert, I met a couple of guys that like to lift weights. I went along with them one day, and yeah, I found it addictive as hell, you know. Nice. And it was a nice excuse to not go into college, go to the gym instead, you know. And that's where the draw came from.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
And so getting to this kind of point, I suppose you've done. You're obviously CrossFit coaching at the moment, but you've done some other kind of courses and stuff before, and just in the general gym sense, and where you would have worked before a little bit, and.
Yeah, I guess I originally started out doing a science degree in Galway there, and I quickly realised that that's not
maybe not exactly
I was going to be sticking with that. So yeah, I left it and I went and did a sports course in just a community college, like, you know, just a sports exercise and nutrition course, FETEC. And I went on and I did my my fitness instructor course through the University of Limerick. And got a job off the back of that maybe 2 weeks after finishing in just a leisure centre gym in Galway there. I was probably there for maybe 2 odd years or so, and in the meantime doing different courses and stuff, like I did just a strength conditioning certificate, different nutrition bits and pieces. Slowly started to find myself getting more into the coaching side of things. Back in the leisure centre, you're more of an entertainer than that, and you're looking after people and stuff. The classes are just, you know, your basic aerobic activity and stuff, pass a half hour and
stuff. Nothing
hugely movement based, strength like that, you know. So often you find yourself that you want to go more towards a coaching where you're actually, you know, seeing how someone is moving and going about fixing the mechanics and building athletes and stuff, as opposed to just being an entertainer.
Exactly,
you know?
Absolutely. So like that, it kind of brought you towards the kind of CrossFit buzz. And I know when we, you've been here how long now, you see?
I'm here over a year and a half now.
And I suppose like that, having come from, and I would have been the same over the years, coming from that kind of regular gym background with your kind of interestingly straightforward but not very challenging classes, be it movement, not very movement-oriented classes either, coming into the likes of a CrossFit world, especially even at the start, it can be very challenging to kind of get used to, I think, the amount of coaching that needs to be done and the speed of reaction that's needed to really address everybody and make sure everybody's in a safe position. But have you found it really, really enjoyable, or was it a slow, steady process to kind of get the hang of it? Was it a bit rough at the start, or was it kind of got into it fairly smoothly?
Yeah, it was a tricky one, like, because I guess, like, as I said, because I was coming towards the, I was almost wanting to go and move on and better myself slightly, you know, the interest was already there in looking at movements and seeing how I could, I guess, implement those movements for people who haven't done them before and that. Yeah. So there was a baseline level of knowledge there that wasn't too bad. I was lucky enough coming in that I was introduced to our other program as opposed to the CrossFit program, you know, which again isn't quite as technical, doesn't involve the barbell movements and stuff, but the emphasis was already there that people need to move correctly before they need to move with any mad intensity, okay? So that that was kind of a weird one for me. I was always used to shouting at people yeah. just getting their sweat on and not really yeah. caring how people, you know, they didn't really care what they were doing as yeah. long as they were leaving pure gas, you know.
Yeah.
But it was different in this setting. People actually cared about what they were doing. Mm. You know, people worried, how am I moving? How can I fix this? How can I get better and stuff? So it was good starting out with that before heading into the CrossFit program. I was mm-hmm. used to fixing people, basically, yeah. you know, in a much more scaled back environment.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's a really interesting one, because I suppose now we kind of look towards like your preferred either styles of coaching or your favorite kind of parts of it, and like that, Brian would be dealing with overseeing the strength and core program that we would have, as well as one of our being one of our CrossFit coaches. And the strength and core program is an interesting one, I think, like that, because it's been ongoing for a good long time, and it wouldn't have the barbells involved, it wouldn't have some of the higher technical movements and some of the higher level gymnastics. But like that, I think in the last year and a half, it's very interesting to see how the evolution has adjusted, considering you've been taking it over and like we've been assisting you in that. But like that, you said that there would have been a more scaled back version, but now you still have, with that emphasis on quality of movement, things have actually changed considerably over the last while. And if anything now, it's, you have some of the best movers you'll see in a good while.
Yeah,
well, doing pretty well. Like, so
I think just look at the athletes coming out of our strength and core program mm-hmm. into CrossFit and stuff. You know, those people are going in with a huge level of success fairly mm-hmm. immediately. Like, and that's solely because they're being exposed to your squatting, mm-hmm. your pressing movements, your pulling movements. You're getting a great mm-hmm. emphasis on everything really before coming in, mm-hmm. and again in that more scaled back environment.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I think that's a really an interesting point, because I know whenever I think of the strength and core program or the CrossFit programs, and even in those kind of boot camp or your CrossFit programs in other gyms, a lot of people will say there has to be one or the other, and there can only be one or the other. I don't think that's appropriate. I think if anything, there is definitely room for more, because some people, it's not even necessarily whether we would like it or not, but I think some people are just not prepared for, and they don't have the time for one or the other.
Yeah.
They don't have the commitment level available in their current lives to actually do that. So you have to respect that. But at the same stage, we have some people like, and you know yourself, right? We have a couple people there who've done maybe two or three times a week, and that's about the height of what they would have done, but they're still kicking ass pretty aggressively because they're so focused on that actual length of time that they're in there, and they do sneak a few bits and pieces, but they're also, they are improving their nutrition, they are improving their quality of movement, because they're going to like a yoga class once a week or something like that. They're keeping themselves ticking along nicely.
Yeah.
But I think like that the demeanor of yourself, would say, for example, and your approach to it can be interesting. So I suppose like that, would you have a particular style? Like, I know I definitely know you're quite laid back on it, but at the same stage, when in the middle of a class or something like that, or especially even with a one-to-one coaching kind of a position, you definitely can be quite intense.
Man, look, as far as styles of coaching and stuff like that, and I know that you've definitely said this to me very early on when I started here, was you appeal to the person that's in front of you, you know. Mm. You get as technical as you need to at a given time, you know, and you know, you overkill and you've lost the person forever, you know, they're thinking, what is this guy talking about, you know? That's, I guess, how I look at it, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I will break down certain movements in our strength and core program at times, you know, if there is something that needs fixing and that. And we'll break it down as much as we need to, okay, see what needs fixing and that. But generally, you know, you made a good point there about people ticking over. A lot of people are coming into that program just to take over, you know, that's their activity in the week, you know, that's the activity that can justify the night out at the weekend and stuff, you know, the cheat meals and stuff during the week,
absolutely.
You know. So I often find that in those classes, you know, it is a more laid back environment, you know. I like to be laid back. I don't think there's a single strength and core class that I haven't laughed in, you know.
Absolutely.
Where it is that really, really friendly environment where I think people just enjoy coming in, and I know, man, that I look forward to that class.
It's a
nice, but then of course, amazing. You know, you have to shift that coaching style. Then you're coming into a CrossFit class where there might be some type of Olympic complexes and stuff on there, some more advanced level gymnastics movements and stuff, whereby you do have to get more in depth with the movements. That attitude has to become an awful lot more intense, you said.
Yeah,
okay,
to a small extent.
You do,
yeah,
you have to bring the tone in a little bit, like, you know, and show people that, yeah, you are here to learn, you know. Mm. This movement is difficult, you know.
Yeah.
We have to, this is how we access it, you know, through this level of understanding.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly it. I suppose the going towards the next kind of part of the conversation that we were looking at before, and it's nearly like that. What would be something that other coaches maybe, like not even necessarily other coaches in the CrossFit sphere, but even other coaches that would be getting into the business, into the whole fitness end of it. I know a lot of people would be qualifying as personal trainers or qualifying as CrossFit coaches or CrossFit instructors or a general like that from your own previous experience, a regular class instructors,
yes,
be it step or spinning or whatever it is. And especially in a movement, I suppose a multi-movement oriented kind of situation like a CrossFit gym or like a functional fitness gym, is there certain things that you would be saying to those kind of new people that you think they, like the younger or the more novice coach at least, that would be recommendations of like how to approach it better, or
yeah,
things that they should keep an eye out for maybe a little earlier?
Yeah, I think definitely, like people are... There's never been more coaches within in the industry at the moment.
Yeah.
You know? There's such an influx of coaches, and we've seen that ourselves even in the short term course that was on here for a while.
Yeah.
And stuff, the amount of personal trainers that were being churned out. You're learning enough in those courses that is going to help you to survive at the beginning of the industry, okay?
Yeah.
And that's all it is. You're learning enough, you know. Mm-hmm. My biggest advice to people going out is stay educating yourself.
Yeah.
Continued education. And that doesn't mean going and paying for all these courses and handing over money for these different workshops and stuff like that. Now, they do help, but, you know, the internet, man, there's never been more resources there to go read,
right,
go watch videos, different things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get bogged down with this single ideology that this is the way towards achieving the best version of you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Broad fitness, you know, and we're going back to CrossFit here again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sell, but,
of course.
The broader that you can make that fitness, the more that you can work a much wider range of things as opposed to singular things like your body fat, you know, or eat this, eat that, like, you know, you need to be very, very open-minded on what you're prescribing for people. And if you're not doing the education, you know, and you're not doing the reading, you're not watching the videos and stuff, you're never going to expose yourself to that ideology, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of a nice thing. Like, in any of the conversations I've had with you over the last while, there's been different names that have popped up here and there, and like that we would have looked at, not necessarily any particular distinct coaches that we would be always going to. Like, I have some that I really like, but again, it's utilizing parts of their methodology, and I see a lot of people these days and kind of like they'll sell their entire methodology, and I'm like, whoa, okay, that's interesting methodology of selling your entire methodology to all these other people, whereas you should have your own kind of spin on it quite a lot. But especially people who are now getting exposed to a lot more of a formulaic type of step-by-step into the business kind of thing, like, as in, like, right, you have to have all your Facebook marketing done, you have to have all of this done, you have to have all of this stuff, and you have to be making sure you're doing Q&As and all this, which is fantastic, of course, but it is providing a lot of good value. But I suppose in our context, there's nothing as good as actually speaking to somebody and actually fixing them and helping them
exactly,
get a little bit better. I think that's a huge
thing. That's
a great
point that you've just made, you know, and it's this industry in particular, you know, there's such a social media dominance, you know. You can make an awful lot of money through social media, through advertising and that. When, and again, not a dig at anybody or in any sense, you know, and again, completely...
Which is really other good avenue for that kind of stuff,
like,
absolutely.
A lot of money can be made there before you even begin coaching, you know. And then when it comes down to it, if we broke all that down, we get five coaches to sit in here in the room with us, and we start throwing ideas around the table and stuff, you must have your own ideas, you know. You need to be able to, I guess, take an argument that someone has and be able to give your own spin on it, okay? And I guess, like, opinion is valuable. Like, you know, you mightn't be right, but it's nice to be able to argue a point, you know.
Completely.
As we said, unless you're doing that reading, unless you're continually trying to educate yourself on newer things that are springing up, and even the older stuff, you know.
Yeah, completely.
You're not going to be able to do that.
No, exactly. I think that's where the last kind of few bits we'll talk about now, where you're looking at, and I suppose I always like looking at this kind of point as well, where the direction of the industry is going. I know I've read a few kind of articles recently in that kind of vein of like, right, is it all going towards online coaching, or is CrossFit dead? Is all of these other cool kind of little programs going to start popping up and stuff? And is now everything going to go towards online, and you have to be making sure you're keeping every macro beautifully organized, you know, and you're just making sure that your strategy is good? Or is it going to become a little bit more towards like that? And I think there's definitely a distinct leaning, be it whether people are aware of exactly how good a quality the strength and conditioning orientation is, and it's being filtered down from the highest level into the regular coaching kind of sense. Now, is that a direction you think it's kind of going in, or
There's always going to be a certain level of naivety out there, like, you know, okay, look, everyone got into the industry for two things. You either got into the industry for the love of it, or you got into it for the money, you know. And, you know, if you are in it for the love of it, you're probably making money, you know, because you're a pretty good coach, okay, you've done all of that stuff that we've been talking about, right? That level of naivety, okay, the industry will always allow for that, okay? You're always going to get people buying the online program, the quick fix, the quick diet plan and stuff, you know, people training individually and probably not appreciating the valuable coaching that is out there, you know, the high standard that does exist within the industry, okay? But then you look at the flip side, you know, you just have to look at our own community in here. We haven't got the biggest gym in the world. We haven't got the most amount of members in the world, okay? But the members that we do have, I definitely feel appreciate the work that we're doing. Yeah, like, you know, they know that they're coming into an environment whereby
they can make considerable
whatever they are investing into us, we're making sure that they're getting some level of return, like, you know, and a good level of return. If we're looking at people's progress from the day that they walk into the day that they walk back out again, you'd like to think that they're walking out better people, like, you know, that we're getting in people and we're just trying to identify what they need and give it to them as efficiently as we can.
Exactly,
you know?
And I suppose like that, then looking at that, do you feel yourself that you would go towards a bit more of a strength and conditioning orientation, or where could you fit in going forward? Like, at the moment, you're definitely gaining considerable strength and ability with your coaching over the last few years, definitely, and I've seen you growing hugely, and very, very, very impressive coach at the moment. But like that, do you see it pushing towards even further into the CrossFit kind of stuff, or just expanding into different things, like the masters and stuff like that you were talking about?
I'll be honest, it's a hard one, and it's something that I'm so confused about at the moment. We had a conversation a couple of months ago, and I said that it's going to be athletes, it's going to be elite athletes that I'm going to end up coaching, you know, because that's my background. I love, like, my strength conditioning background, and even from the CrossFit standpoint, you know.
Yeah, it's always getting so much more competitive, and there's so much more potential scope for something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm always, and that's where my thinking, I guess, lied, was that I was always going to be finishing up in an environment where I was coaching good athletes and making them better, you know, trying to maximize someone's performance, you know, make them the best athlete they can be. Suddenly, I find myself in the last couple of weeks going more towards the opposite side of the industry. We are getting people with zero sporting backgrounds, much lower levels of ability, like, you know, movement standards, I guess, close to non-existent through years of inactivity and stuff. And, oh man, the
vibe is good.
The value in it, the vibe is so good, man. When you're getting someone with the level of appreciation where they've done a couple of sessions with you and they appreciate just how much better they're moving, even after just a couple of hours training, it's a beautiful feeling. Oh, like, you know, when you see, you know, good athletes, you're making them better. They'll appreciate it, okay? But they already have that level of self-belief whereby if you didn't show up, you know, they might have achieved it anyways. You know, exactly, through their own training. I know I do all my own training and stuff, but those people who feel helpless without you, like, you know, those people that will come in and they're reliant on you to make them better, you know, and help them to grab onto that thing that should make them better, you know. It's a beautiful thing when you can give them some type of return, you know, and they acknowledge it to you, like, you know, even if they don't acknowledge it, and you can see them progressing themselves. It's a wonderful thing. So I find myself, I don't know where it's going to go.
But it's an interesting one, I think, like,
somewhere down the middle.
Yeah, exactly, somewhere down the middle. I think that's one of the things that I know we looked at before, that there's no there's no distinct, like, and a lot of different people will have favorite resources, and they'll have this and they'll have that. But I think like that, there's a real value to just a consistent exploration of a lot of different areas.
Yeah.
Never mind just only coaching. Like me personally now, I'm kind of skewing off in a couple of different directions in my reading or my learning at the moment, just to try and actually, and it's not even coaching oriented, it's a little bit coaching oriented, but more so just culture oriented, and actually how to reconfigure my own potential ability to communicate with people in a better fashion.
Yeah, that's good, man. You know, if you're in the industry long enough and you've, I guess, maximized your learning on those particular aspects that you mentioned earlier, like, you know, well, suddenly you are going to see the value in those outer realms and stuff, like, you know?
And it just means like that. It means it's a lot easier then when you come back to an actual a coaching type of a book, or you come back to a particular video you watch or something like that, and somebody's explaining something, and they're like, hang on, there's a bit more context there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more ammo for me to be able to utilize working with people like that. So I think that's an interesting one going forward, because like that, with CrossFit going forwards, and with the whole functional fitness type of mentality improving a lot more and becoming much, much more aware, obviously in the last few years, it's exploded quite a lot. Even in our own country here, like, you have different gyms and fairly high level kind of big brand gyms,
yeah,
be it in Dublin or in Cork or wherever, and even here in our own place in Galway, there's no gyms at the moment, or no real good quality training facilities, that don't have squat racks, that don't have barbells, they don't have specific areas for open gym type stuff, they don't have this kind of stuff, and they don't have a big emphasis towards really, really high quality movement. And if they do, even if it's not the highest quality movement, it's a hell of a lot better than it would have been
back
in the day. So that's where I think it's an interesting one to kind of look on.
Yeah, the focus is definitely changing, you know. There's a lot to be said for functionality, like, you know, you could, the basics have always been there, you know, and they kind of, it got very, very cloudy around that in the last couple of years, you know, where, like, it looks social media dominance again.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I guess, it's made people forget, you know, the steps to success.
Exactly,
you know? And unless that, as we talk about that baseline level of movement and understanding, if that's not there, how are you ever going to get any further from there?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I suppose that we'll leave it at that for the moment, Brian. Guys, if you, I would say Brian's a bit of a low key kind of a geezer. He'll be a hard one to find on the interwebs. But if you are interested in catching up with him, I can provide some details to get you if you want.
A screening process.
But if you want to see more of them, I'm going to throw an ad in here. Brian runs our strength and core program here at CrossFit Galway in French Pinole in Oranmore. And really, really appreciate you coming on, Brian. And,
it was a bit of fun. It was great.
It was a blast. So,
I can't imagine a single individual who would ever want to listen to
it.
I don't think I'll even listen to it.
There's a couple of characters, but I'll have to re-listen to them. It's all good. Thanks a lot, Brian. And we're good to go.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks, guys. Thank you.